whole pasuk is one of 11 places in Mishle where the inyan of otzel, of a lazy person, of a slothful, lazy person, is mentioned. It's fascinating, you'll see that the Reikeach, in his pirush on the tefillah, when he comes to the bracha of Hamavishena Me'enoi, Hamavishena Me'enoi Yusuma Me'afapoy Shepaiseach Oysom Bebrius, he's able to open up his eyes. The bracha zu, says the Reikeach, Yud Aleph Tevois, there are 11 words. V'chein b'mishle, Yud Aleph Psukim Shal Atzlus. Demison is there are more than Yud Aleph. I believe there are 14. But the reason he says Yud Aleph, and his count is accurate, is because the last four are back-to-back Psukim in one context, where the word Otzel is mentioned in each and every one of those four Psukim, and he counts them as one. And I have here the Psukim, Perik Vav, Pasuk Vav, Leich Elen Mola, Otzel, Ge'ed Lo'cheo, V'chachom, a Pasuk which I learned with you, and you have the Maror Mekomos in the Sefer, Ad Mosai Otzel Tishkov, Mosai Tokum Mishnosecho. The Pasuk that we have at hand in Perik Yud, Ge'choymetz L'shinayim, Ke'oshon L'inayim, Kein Ha'otzel L'sholachov, Pasuk in Perik Yud Gimel, Misava V'ayin, Nafshoi Otzel V'nefesh Charutzim Tedushon. In Perik Tezvav, Derech Otzel K'mishuchas Chodek V'orech Yishorim Selula. The Derech of the Otzel is full of shards, full of broken pieces of pottery. The broken pieces of pottery that make you stumble. The path of the Yashar is paved. Toman Otzel Yodo in Perik Yutes, Toman Otzel Yodo Batzalachas Gamel Pil Lo Yeshivena. So lazy that he doesn't even take from the plate to his mouth. Echayref Otzel Lo Yachrish, the Otzel does not do the plowing in the time that you're supposed to plow. Rechmano Litzlan, he doesn't have what to eat when it's time for the harvest in the summer. Beshar Bekotzer V'oyin. Tavas Otzel Temisenu, Kimeyanu Yodov Lasos. He has a desire, but he doesn't have the energy to do. So he's never going to achieve his desire. He's never going to be able to eat from the fruit of his non-labor, even though his eyes are big and his appetite is generous. Amar Otzel Ariba Chutz B'Seich Rechoivos Erotzeach. I can't go out into the street, I'll get killed. The excuses of the lazy person takes advantage of the difficult circumstances around him to go back to sleep. We'll see in the Arayim he has a big arichus about this pasuk and the psukim that follow in this perik Chav Dalet, where it speaks about how you pass by a soda of the otzel and you see that it's full of kimshonim and charulim instead of having a beautiful field of harvest growing in neat rows, and everything is clear, and everything is nice, and everything is ready, and everything is going to make you rich and comfortable. And there's a fence that's full of beautiful stones, perfectly organized. What does he see instead? He sees total disarray. He sees weeds growing. He sees bramble bushes. Instead of a harvest, he sees a forest of junk. And even the goder, this magnificent stone fence, which seems is going to be there forever. The stones are all over the place and the fence is broken. Al Sdei Ish Otzel Avarti Val Kerem Odom Chasar Lev. He calls the Otzel a Chasar Lev. And finally, the four psukim in a row that I mentioned to you, which are counted as one. Omar Otzel Shachal Baderech Ari Ben Har Chavos. This, of course, is a repetition, Kimat Mila B'Mila, of Mishle Chav Beis. Omar Otzel Ari Bachutz. Adeles tisov al tzira v'otzel al milchasol. The same way that a door swings on its hinges back and forth, it doesn't go anywhere. So too a person rolls on his bed back and forth, but his laziness prevents him from getting up. Toman otzel yodo b'tzalachas nilo lo hashiv al piv. You have already earlier. Toman otzel Yoda Batzalachas and Perik Yates. Chocham Otzel Be'enov Meshiva Meshiva Tom. That's an interesting pasuk. Chocham Otzel Be'enov means the Otzel is a Chocham Be'enov. You know, very interesting. People have a very remarkable tendency to be smart in all the wrong places and at all the wrong times. You know, they use the kishronis that they have to be stupid. You know, it's such an interesting thought. People have kishronis, and instead of using their kishronis to remain smart and to become even smarter, they deliberately use their kishronis to be stupid. This is the person that uses his chokhmah to outsmart somebody, to gain an advantage, to manipulate the computer program so that you can make an extra $1 million at somebody else's expense. What he doesn't realize is that his whole chokhmah is to become a tipesh. Sometimes the chokhmah of a Bernie Madoff, and sometimes it's the chokhmah of a person that doesn't keep Torah mitzvahs. But whatever it is, the otzel, you know, he doesn't want to, no one wants to confront themselves. Sometimes you don't confront yourself out of laziness itself, a lazy person. Go tell a lazy person to be energetic, and that's his problem. But the lazy person doesn't always say, you know, that's my nature, I'm lazy. Sometimes he goes far beyond that. There's a mitzvah to be lazy. And he finds all kinds of tachbulos to be stupid. And he's smarter in his own eyes when you challenge his logic, when you challenge his reason. He doesn't budge. He's smarter in his own eyes than Shiva Meshivei Tam, than seven Chachomim Muvhokim who are able to respond and explain things. So these are the instances and what it really means. There was an understanding that it is exactly at that moment of transition when a person is asleep and Mesuka Shnasa Oved, sleep is Gishmak. It's cold outside. You don't want to go to the mikveh. You want to get up in the morning and go to the mikveh. And it's so Gishmak under the covers. So this notion of Hamavishena Me'enoi, there was a gefaldike remez even in the number of words of this bracha, Yud Aleph, to all the Rakoros in Mishlei which speak about a lazy person. Keilu to say, listen, I know the problem. Especially if it's cold. But remember the psukim in Mishlei. Isaiah Mensch. That's the Az Kanomer Kalkanesher Rotzkatzvi Gibokari. To combat the laziness of the middle of the day is one thing, but to combat that laziness of that extra few minutes, this is the Yud Aleph Psukim, the Yud Aleph Makaris in Mishlei, a person should paste up right next to, you know what? The snooze button on the snooze alarm. Because the person, even not blindly, gropes for that button in some radios, they are alarms, they give you an extra bonus, an extra benefit which they advertise. A very, very big snooze alarm button. So you don't even have to open up your eyes, you just kind of feel your way and you hit that button and all of a sudden the alarm stops. They have to paste the next to the snooze alarm button these Yud Aleph Makaris. You can take it from the sheets. You paste it up, and those Yud Aleph Makaris keep saying, wake up, get out of bed, jump, do, become a mensch. So what we're going to do, starting with the Gra, not the Kabbalah part of the Gra, which is not his anyhow, it's really from the Talmud, but just from the basic Yesod, and it's very remarkable, I didn't bring the Malbim here, but the Malbim here, as much as anywhere else, is you see the influence of the Gra on the Malbim. Kechaymetz la'shinayim, like vinegar to the teeth of a person. Ukeoshen la'einayim, kein he'otzeh l'sholchav. So too is the lazy person to the one that sends him. He expects him to go and he doesn't go. He expects him to come back and he doesn't come back. This is compared to chometz for the teeth and smoke in the eyes of the mishaleach, of the person who sends the otzel to do his bidding. Zok the Gra. Kechoymitz l'shinayim. Kloima. K'moy she'odom roitze liftoyach meyov b'chdei she'yisava l'achila v'shoysa choymitz. Oy oichel dova mechumotz. A person wants to increase his appetite. So there's a choymitz dish or a choymitz drink which he imbibes or he eats in order to allow for that expansion in his stomach. What happens? Makas hashinayim. You know this phrase that everybody makes a mistake about for some reason, by the Bein Harosha and the Haggadah. What does it say? Af ato hakehei es shinov, and you say bavuzeh os Hashem li li velolo. What is hakehei? Everybody thinks it means to knock out his teeth, you know, become aggressive, give him a punch in the nose, and knock out his teeth. Hakhei is with a kuf and two heis, and hakhei is with a chof and one hei at the end. Hakhei means with a chof to hit. There's nothing to do. We don't hit the Russia. Don't hit the Russia, you know, the attorney general could come after you. You don't hit the Russia. What do? You make his mouth sour. You give him that very uncomfortable feeling in his teeth. Like chometz, when a person takes vinegar in certain solutions, he has a funny feeling in his mouth. That's hakehei. So hakehei eshinov means that it's makes hashinayim. And what happens? Shelo dai, shelo yisav elecho, elo she'eno yochol lecho, mach maskiyinu hashinayim. So in other words, he tries to improve his situation and he messes himself up even more. A person wants light. It's dark. He needs the light to be able to see. So what does he do? So we turn on the electric, so we don't even relate to the mashal so well. But in those days when they had kerosene lamps and wax paraffin lamps and lamps of olive oil, so the question is, what did you use? So some things made light, but they created so much smoke that the smoke prevented the person from benefiting from the light. And besides that, he had pain in his eyes. So instead of being Meir Lai, he actually messed himself up terribly. So this is the mashal of Ka'oshan Lainayim, K'moisha Adam Haroitzeh She'yoyer Lai, Umadlik Medura. And what does he use? He uses wet logs that are wet, logs that are green. Madlik eitzim lachim hamalim oshon harbe shelo dai she'ein meirin lo elo shemakhe es ha'einayim shehayolo makhe es ha'einayim. It's supposed to be a chav. The chav is from the word kehe. Kehe means weak. When you speak about einayim, you're not talking about shinayim. Shinayim is with a kuf, and einayim is with a chav. Vatichehena einav, and so on and so forth. Einayim keyos means it weakens the eyes. It doesn't let you see. It blinds you. So when it's with a kuf, with two hays, it's the shinayim, and it means it makes the person feel sour. When it's with a chof, it's the eyes, and it doesn't mean to hit. It means to weaken, because it has two hays. Shemakehe eso einayim shehoyolo. Keino atzel shel chof, shelo dai, sheino mevilo mevukushoso, he's desperate to get the job done, frustrated to the bone that the fellow's not leaving, and then by the time he's gone, he has to now worry, when will he show up with whatever shlichus fulfilled? So it's lo dai that keino otzel l'sholcho shlo dai sheino mevi lo mevukosh also. And in the end, when he returns empty-handed. So the otzel has two problems. Number one, he doesn't go when he's supposed to or return. And number two, even if he does finally go and finally return, the laziness prevents him from doing the job properly and he doesn't return with his shlichus. Chashabo hu bo reikom. because he's waiting and he doesn't see him arrive. So this is the Gra. Interesting, I brought two basic Makoros, and each one has its own, obviously, its own purpose and value in the Shir. The Orchus Sadikim, in the Shar Shisha Osor, which is the Shar HaAtzlus. This is a separate parsha of Atzlus, which he speaks about, and he goes through the whole thing, from the Atzlus that's terrible, and there's even, he says, an Atzlus that may be a positive thing, believe it or not. Sometimes delaying the enthusiasm of a person to join bad people or to do something really stupid is a big mila. Laziness is sometimes a mila, believe it or not. It depends where you're supposed to be going. But this is the Orchus Tzadikim. I'm going to start with the Rabbeinu Bechaya. As you know, because we've mentioned it many times, the Rabbeinu Bechaya has hakdamas to each of the parshiyos of the Torah. His hakdamas almost invariably come from psukim in Ksuvim. And as I pointed out, this is an ancient tradition that the Torah was laid on Shabbos. After the Torah, there was the Haftorah from Nevi'im. And finally, the Rav gave a drasha where he brought in Ksuvim, so that every week they had Min HaTorah, Min HaNevi'im, or Min HaKsuvim. That's why you will find that a very large number, a massive number of midrashim begin with the pasuk dafka in Ksuvim, most of the time from Tehillim Mishlei Iyev. Once in a while from the Chumash Megillos or whatever. Now in the Rabbeinu Bechaya, the same is true. Most of the Mekoros that he brings at the beginning in his Hakdamas to the Parsha are, first of all, from Ksuvim, and B'derech Klal from Mishlei. So the Pasuk that he chose, which we learned in the past, Perek Ches, Pasuk Yud, Kechu Musari V'Al Kesef, V'Das Mecharutz Nivchar. This is what Shlomo HaMelech asked for from the Ribbono Shel Olam, and the Ribbono Shel Olam says, take whatever you want, I'll give it to you. What do you want to ask for? And Shlomo HaMelech, of course, says, I want Chochma. Kechu Musari, take Musar. Take my teachings. V'al kesef, don't take kesef. Choose the right thing. V'das, and choose das. Mecharutz nivchar. Zokta Rabbeinu Bechaya. Shlomo HaMelech Olav HaShalom Hizir Bekanes Ha'odam Almidas Hazrizus. Interestingly enough, from the Pasuk itself, would you see that? Lav dafka. Musar means many things. And Lokachas Musar? So Lokachas Musa Kicha, the Kenyan of Musa. So here's it, Bekanes Hodam Amidas Hazrizus. It means he learned the Pasuk Kichu, go after Musa, chase after Musa. The energy that you need to expend to find the Musa, that's Midas Hazrizus. She yishtadl v'yitrach b'musari ha-Torah, v'al yishtadl v'yitrach b'ribu ya-Kesef. And he also, I think, learns it from Kesef. You know, when it comes to Kesef, everybody's so energetic. I always mention with a smile on my face, I always mention there was a Yid, Mr. Shaikovitz. He was a Zokin Muflug. I think he must have been in his 90s by that time. Every single day he went to his business, whatever it was, from Manhattan. And he lived near me. He lived, and we took together the subway on 103rd Street. It was called at that time the IRT. I don't know what it's called today. But this was the subway on 103rd Street and Broadway, the local. And we both took the subway. Where was I going? Of course I was going to learn in Yeshivas Rabbeinu Yaakov Yosef. So I took every morning the subway, and there he is. And there were a lot of steps going down from where you paid. You put in your token until you actually got into the train. There were several series of steps. And it was a nice number. And it took a while. Now, what happens when you hear the train rumbling in? So you want to hop that train because it takes another 10, 15 minutes till another train shows up. And you can't afford to waste that time. So we run down the stairs. You hear the train coming. First you have to determine, is it on my side? Is it on the other side? No, it's on my side. You run down. Mr. Shankowitz is running down, and I'm running down. How old am I? I'm close to 90 years younger than Mr. Shankowitz. Maybe a little bit less, 85 years younger than Mr. Shankovitz. And Mr. Shankovitz makes it down to the platform. We both missed the train. at that moment when he tells me what he tells me. But he got down to the bottom of the platform before I did, by a few seconds. Turns to me, since anyhow we're waiting for the train. He says, "Young fellow, do you know why I got down to the bottom of the platform, at the end of the steps before you? After all, I'm such an old man, and you're a youngster. You're a whippersnapper," he tells me. He says, "Why did I get there first? Because I'm going to work, and you're going to yeshiva. That's why." And there may have been some measure of truth to that. You go to work, there's a zrizus. People will kill themselves. You know, you want to get that extra dollar. You want to get that extra promotion. You want to get that extra, you want to become partner. You'll kill yourself. You'll go home 3 o'clock in the morning, and it doesn't even bother you, because as long as they dangle that carrot in front of your nose. It comes to Musa, it seems almost the exact opposite. Where's the incentive? Who's giving me an incentive? I'm getting a job. I'm getting a promotion. I'm getting a salary. I'm getting a raise. Nothing. Sadish gefelach. And the idea in business of I am what I am doesn't exist. Everybody wants to improve his matzav. Everybody wants to make it big. Everybody wants to become a mogul. And in Musa, what do you want from me? Das binich. You want to change a turnip into a rose? You want to change a potato into a fancy piece of chicken? You can't do that. It doesn't work. So what do you want from me? What about all that energy that's expended to improve and to embellish your matzav? Yeah, the gashmius, das ist eine andere Sache ganz. Comes from a spiritual kind of laziness. And that's what he means by kichu. If you're going to compare Musa to Kesef, you're talking about the meat of Zrizus, and that's what kichu means. Go for it. Go for the gold of Musa. Don't go for the gold of Olam Hazeh. And that's where the Rabbeinu Bechaye understands by that comparison. Va'al yishtadol v'yitrach beribui ha-kesef, he says. Mayridik. And then he says, L'fi she'be-musari ha-toyra yikna adam toyalis rabbis boilam hazeh boilam abo. Beribui ha-kesef ein boi toyalis. He's amazing. He doesn't say yesh boi toyalis boilam hazeh ve'ein boi toyalis. He says ein boi toyalis. Ribui. It's very, very important to have a panos. He's not talking about panos. He's talking about chasing after the wind. I always say that even if it was not fully understood in the time of Chazal, when a bar of gold was a bar of gold, that's your money. Kesef, Zohav, Nechoshes. Today, it's all numbers on a screen, which if there's a blackout, if the electricity stops, that's it. Of course, the money, quote-unquote, is still there. It's in the cloud. It's in the bank. And a bank in 1 hour can lose several billion dollars. How could that be? Because the answer is numbers can be erased. Transactions can be made keheref ayin mamish, with the speed of light. And a mistaken transaction and a transaction that dooms you can be made with the speed of light. This never existed before in the history of the world. Even if you want to burn a person's house down or burn down Fort Knox, it still takes time. It cannot happen in a second. It's faster than the atom bomb. Doch neuer volume. So that's something? There's substance there? Yeah, because the person takes the money out of the bank, he gets a check in the mail, he gives it to the contractor, and the contractor builds for him a very tangible house which has 75 rooms. They're talking about a fellow who didn't Nebuch finish the house that he was planning to build. That's supposed to be a Yid Nebuch. That's supposed to be the biggest house on earth. The richest mogul. He isn't, but maybe he'll go down in the Guinness Book of World Records that he built a house which has many, many kitchens, even though the wife doesn't know how to cook. And they had there, you understand, a dog that used to make all over the carpet. My high. So there were masbir. The Masbi like this. The dogs were never taken out. First of all, the house was so big, there was plenty of room for the dogs to romp inside. They made on the floor. There was one memuna, a maid, her job was to clean up after the dogs. No, so there was never a problem. But there was a downturn in the economy. They had to let that maid go. They kept the dog. So the dog is now making all over the carpet in this 70-room house or whatever it is. At Nebuch, there's nobody to clean up after them. So the carpet is full of the dog. You should forgive me what? It's pilly ployin. Da zokta. Ribuy ha-kesef ein boy tayelis. You know, the truth of the matter is it looks so impressive. Even the person who's a Baal Musa sometimes walks by some of these houses and says, oi, it's doch hazei shein. It says hazei grace. It's so fantastic. It's doch mamish, not fantastic. It's fantasy. That's what it is. It's fantastic in the sense that it's absurd. Fantastic in the sense that it's meaningless. It's a bobemaisa fantastic. It's like a fantasy is the opposite of reality. That's fantastic. Aber mifashteitas nicht. Mifashkishev, because the eyes that we have are so shakua in olam hazeh, we can't escape it. Go understand that this fellow that has almost nothing and is barely eking out a minimal existence and doesn't have anything but a ramshackle hut, and it's good enough for him because it doesn't rain in, the roof is a roof and the floor is a floor, and he doesn't need any of those things. Go understand that he's much, much richer. Zokta vaita aval yesh bei nezokim u'michsholim rabim shu sibui l'daigis rabbis. He says, Marben the Chos and Marben the Oga. Who are we talking about? The Talmud Chacham was Marben Torahs. He has more Mesechtas in his pocket. He's Marben the Oga from those Mesechtas. Did you ever see a person Marben the Oga from Mesechtas in his pocket? You ever see somebody try to steal your Mesechtas from your pocket? He mugs you for your Mesechtas. You ever see somebody mug somebody for his Mesechtas? Halavai should be such a matzav. Maybe when it'll be Mola Haaretz Deyas Hashem, don't mug people for their Mesechtas. But right now, it's not happening so fast. Marben the Chosim, Marben Doga. All kinds of Doga. You know, an Adam Godel that I know, he says, my children will never fight after I'm gone, because I'm not leaving them anything. Marben the Chosim, Marben Doga. Is any bigger Doga than a Mishpacha should be to risen af sticker against one another? 99% of the time it's fagelt. For a Yerusha or before the Yerusha. That's my revival. Nezokim and Mishaylim Rabbin. Shusibu Ledaikas Rabbis. Kosh Amru, Marben the Chosim, Marben Doga. Viyadua. She'ein b'chol ha'ribuyim she'b'chol ha'midah shum t'ayeles ki im b'ribuy ha'tayra. This should be a slogan. We should put it out on stickers and give it to everybody to put on the top of his gemara. Ein yodua she'ein b'chol ha'ribuyim she'b'chol ha'midah, it's in all other inyonim, shum t'ayeles ki im b'ribuy ha'tayra. Das mechoritz nivchor taimoy. This is Hishtadlush, this is Rizus, and he continues, V'lo sheyikochem ba'atzlo u'b'yiyush, a line further. Ki im yis'atzl b'hem, I epshar sheyinotzl min ha'inish, afil kishu mekayim ha'mitzvah. He says a person who does mitzvahs, this is a very, very big yisayit. People keep talking about how cold the door is to mitzvahs, how they don't have that hislavus, how they don't have that simchas hachayim from Torah. You know, he's telling you, and it's such a yisayit, it all comes from laziness. You have to have energy for simcha. You have to have a cheshek, a tshuka does not happen in an otzel, because cheshek and tshuka has to be generated. It's not a natural phenomenon. It isn't that some people love learning and some people don't like learning. They love learning because they run to the learning, and running to the learning is a midos rizus, and midos rizus you can develop. You know, it's interesting. My feeling would be that if a Talmud was taught that out of bed and into the car and off to yeshiva, the learning would be a different kind of learning. Maybe he's off to yeshiva, but when he hits the learning fan, then it's not. No, the teretz is because when you go with the heaviness, it's like vayenageu bekvedus by Mitzrayim when they went into the Yamsuf. Vayenageu bekvedus. The whole enterprise is seized like an engine is seized. Because that kvedus paralyzes the brain, paralyzes the cheshek, paralyzes the ava for Torah. It's just a paralysis that sets in. But this is exactly what he says. He says, Hiskiloshin and kuchu, yitchu musa ha-torva mitzvahs bezrizus v'hishtadlus k'mosh leikeach hadibu biyadayim. He says he takes something with his hands, get into it, grab it. V'lo she'yikchem ba'otzlo b'yiyush. Such a magnificent comparison. Atzlus and Yish go hand in hand. This Rabbeinu Bechai is mamish, the psychologist of the century. He says Atzlus and Yish go hand in hand. They're two sides of the same coin. You know, a lot of times laziness is a sign. You know, we call it depression. Now, depression has two different worlds. There's a clinical depression. There's a chemical imbalance in the brain. The depression, Rahman al-Islam. Maybe for that you need medicines. Maybe in a different time, in a different place, you could manage to change the brain without the medicines. But as Mana said, that's almost impossible. You have to be in a very high madriga. To come out of a depression that's chemical without the chemical interference of drugs, of medications. But there's a different kind of depression. There's a depression where the person doesn't feel connected. Where the person, it's not chemical. It's not an imbalance in the brain. He feels that his life has no purpose. He feels that he made a lot of mistakes. He feels that he blew it. You have old Bachurim, Rachmanu Litzlan, that should have gotten married, and they had a lot of Shidduchim and a lot of Atzals, and this was no good for this reason, this was no good for that reason. And sometimes girls also. They made the mistake of choosing too much and being too particular. Not everyone, but sometimes it happens. Later on, it's a shpet. And sometimes it's too spät. And you think, oi, I outsmarted myself. I was too smart. And when I was too smart, I was stupid. So what's now? What's going to be now? So a person could wallow in his misery. A person could feel sorry for himself. And that kind of depression is not a chemical thing. That comes from a realization, and you don't know what to do next with that realization. Atzlus and Yish are one and the same. Sometimes, because the Atzlus says, what's the point of getting out of bed? What do I have from life? What's the point of going to yeshiva? I'm not learning. What's the point of going to work? It's such a useless job, and there's no opportunity for improvement. There's no opportunity for a raise. I'm just going to be doing the same thing for the rest of my life until they put me in. And that is a Yish mentality that leads to Atzlus. Atzlus brings Yish, and Yish brings Atzlus. It's two sides of the same coin. As if Eltz Rachmanis on such a person. And the antidote, the refuah, is almost what you might call an artificial zrizus. You tell the person, Einach Hanami, but jump out of bed anyhow. And when he jumps out of bed, he changes the Einach Hanami to it doesn't have to be that way. And every person has plenty of reason to live and to be matzliach in life in his or her way. There's plenty for an old bocher to do. There's plenty for a single girl to do. Person does not have to stop and say, my life is gone, my life is worthless, I have no tachlis, I have no reason to have she'ifos, I have no reason to have a future. So much to do, so much chesed, there's so much a person can contribute if they only ask themselves, what can I do and where can I do it? There's so much tikkun of one's own midos and one's own nefesh. A person is his biggest instrument. And every person can become a Stradivarius if you properly shape the violin. And you need a chocham, you need a mumcha. But every person could be that chocham if he really wanted to. And he can look for guidance if he needs it. And there's plenty of guidance around. The Torah is the best guide. That kind of yish that sets in is the flip side of Atzlus, because the person doesn't really want to improve because the beginnings of it is so hard. It requires a certain kind of zrizus that you don't have that inside of you, and you need to develop it at first artificially. It's almost impossible. It's like a muscle that's atrophied and you got to get it back into shape. But it can be done. And diets can happen. And a person can do the running if he wants to. And all of that atzlus that says, you did it 25 times before it didn't work, that yiyush brings atzlus, and the atzlus brings yiyush. Because if the person doesn't get out of the bed, the day later he realizes that another day has passed by and nothing happened and I am useless and worthless. Doesn't the atzlus breed yiyush? This is what he says. Sometimes you can actually do a mitzvah. You can go through the motions. You can have a davening that's not a davening, and a learning that's not a learning, and a chesed that's not a chesed, and a shalom bayis that's not a shalom bayis. There's zrizus and shalom bayis also. There's the proactive, there's the energetic intention to make the other person happy and satisfied. It's all one tremendous yesod that atzlus and yiyush are two sides of the same coin. And by the way, the Rabbeinu B'chaya doesn't mince words. He says, by the way, you know, you think that it's just a ben adam la'atzma issue? It's not. It's ben adam la'makom too. HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't like lazy people. He doesn't like giving people muscles and let them shrivel. He wants the muscles to be used. He wants the Torah to be fulfilled. Al atzara yoseh toiv. And the kishreinus and the koiches that's given, he expects them to be used to achieve the mitzvahs. Al atzara yoseh toiv. And when he gives a person a Torah, helik a Torah, I keep talking about connecting to nitzchias for the person who's limited, who's finite, to be allowed to connect to the infinite. Ein kleinekeit. So that is something that has to be approached with tremendous energy. Nocha blat gemara, nocha toisvis. You look at the clock. Some people look at the clock and say, when can I get out of here? Another person looks at the clock and says, oh my, I can't believe that. Time passed so fast. I want another toisvis. I want another shtikl gemara. I want to learn another amud. The masmidim of the world are not these, they were born that way. They were made to be masmidim. Avdafka. It's a mid of zrizus. It's a mitzvah of saying it's never enough. It's a mitzvah of saying, I am tired, but I'm not going to acknowledge it. The person that puts his feet into the pails of water, the proverbial freezing pails of water, let's analyze that for a minute. The zrizus is after the pails of water or before the pails of water? The zrizus is in the exhaustion. Why in the world am I putting my feet in freezing cold water? Because I will not abide the notion that I have succumbed to my exhaustion. That's zrizus to a factor. The rest of it is pashut. The going to the mikveh, you break, I mean, they talk about these tzaddikim and tzidkonias for that matter. But you go into the mikveh and you break the ice. The zrizus, you think it's when you're going into that water. It's wrong. Once the person, it's like by yikachas ha-ma'achelas nishchetas b'nai. To let the ma'achelas down was not a problem. It's the lifting up of the ma'achelas. It's the 3 days of going to Har HaMoriah. The idea that I can walk out of my house in the freezing, freezing cold, and there's no mikveh to go to, and I have to go to the nearest lake, or to the river, whatever, and I have to crack the ice, and go in, and all of this is playing around in my head, and every fiber of my being, the rest of me that's not Bekdusha Vitara, that has not yet been trained to respond that way to mitzvah, says it's extreme and it's not necessary, and you'll go the next week or tomorrow or whatever, or you'll go in the summertime, and it's not normal. Medaftas nish, the Baruch Hashem doesn't expect it of you. He's a chacham, you know, he's a big chacham, this Yetzahara. And meanwhile, you know, you catch a cold. Until you get there, the atzlus. And once you get to the ice and you take that pick or that, that, that shovel and you crack open the eyes, the rest is a piece of ketkvimzok. This is exactly what he's saying. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu expects zrizus because he expects you to respect the mitzvahs that he's giving you and to want them and to need to have them. The person wants something enough and he needs it badly enough. There's never a problem of zrizus. Never. Mitzad echad osa mitzvah. And he says, by the way, it's not shayach that the zvizus isn't just to get to the mitzvah. The zvizus is in the performance itself. If you don't have that zvizus, an otzel doesn't do the job. There's always something missing. There's always something that's not perfect. You cannot make a Stradivarius out of yourself unless you want to polish the wood. And polish the wood and string it just right and string it just right. And that's the way it is. So Atzlus does not allow Asiyah Bishlamus. For who I did by Tam Beinat Fila, the Spalvla, Kivan Aslibit Philosoi, Elishu Machashi Bahavli Asman Bischarosoi, Vikaspoi, Vizahavoi, Hineza Choite, Kamacha Olav Nehmar, Lysasun Iti Elohechas and Lezov. Iti means you're in the middle of davening, you're thinking about me and you're thinking about the Kesef and Zov. Loisasun iti elikay elihei chesed elihei zov kloima geshatem iti va'omdim b'tfila lefanai al tachshu b'kesef zov asherim achay kam espalu ha'ese zois misnake b'machshavte la'melach ha'ashem yizbach v'fnei melach basav adam oi hoi hoi sekei. He would focus. You know, we think that it's a problem of focus. It's a problem of, like, you know, the person is not in control of his thoughts. He says, you're not in control of your thoughts because you're too lazy to control your thoughts. The Zrizus is a vector. Zrizus is an arrow of direction. Zrizus says, focus, because this is important. And the rest of the stuff is all peripheral and irrelevant at this moment. And if a person doesn't feel that way, he says, it's atzlus. Very interesting. He has very interesting ideas here. The chain Eloheinecht filim in his atzav lanizah shlo yishem b'hem leofiach b'hem. Ein ha-mitzvah shleima v'chein ha-mitzvah kula. I have an idea that it goes the other direction also. There is a halacha shlo yofiach b'hem and there's a halacha shlo yishem b'hem. So maybe what the Torah is commanding you in the tefillin is giving you the necessary accoutrements, the necessary kelim for zrizus, bal karchacha. In other words, imagine the following. There's a bed, and I'm going to put nails all over the bed. But you don't have to be a zoriz not to go to sleep, because when you lie on the bed, you're going to get full of, you're going to be stabbed. You'll have wounds all over you. So the biggest otzel, but he's not going to go near the bed. It's the same thing if I'm told that if I wear tefillin, it's an aveira to fall asleep in them. So then when I'm told to wear the tefillin, I'm basically put into a matzah that I can't go to sleep even if I wanted to. If I'm an oram tlechayid. But that's a very interesting thought, that maybe part of the chiyuv of tefillin is to prevent myself from falling away into a mode of atzlus and a mode of lack of focus and concentration because of that atzlus. It's just an idea. And he continues that way, and he speaks about Lechem al-Mola Otzel, and Yogatu Matzasa, and then he says, V'yodua, the paragraph that begins, V'yodua ki azoriz, please take a look. Ki azoriz b'nyonei ha-toyru v'ha-mitzvahs, gam azoriz b'tikun ha-midois, hineyu oyle mi-mido le-mido mi-madrego le-madrego, v'hoyle kol ha-yoyim le-fonim v'loy v'ocher. Says the Otzel is the exact opposite. The Otzel is always slipping away. What he's driving at is this. Don't think that Atzlus and Zrizus is on the current plane, that it's a one-dimensional thing, or the dimension of time is not a factor. He says that's absolutely wrong, and in either direction. A Zoriz grows. Steiging and Zrizus are one and the same, because Zoriz breeds Zrizus. Why does Zoriz breed Zrizus? Zoriz breeds Aliyah. Zoriz tells a person, is not enough. So if it's not enough today, it's not going to be enough tomorrow. So there's a constant striving. Never satisfied. A Zoriz, by definition, is never satisfied. He never says, I come to rest. Yeah, it's always that the sefer, wherever that sefer is, loisalib amalas on mizbechi asher loisigole ervoscha olav. So you have a ramp. The fact is that they climbed up; they never could come to rest because even when they stopped, there was a certain amount of forward energy because otherwise they would fall down. You take a marble and you put it on a ramp and you put it down for 1 second and it's already rolling down. If you want that marble not to roll down, there has to be an energy in the marble that balances out the force of gravity pulling it down, and that energy has to be there to equalize the gravity that's pulling it down so that it doesn't go anywhere at all. If you're on a step, the step is equal to the force of gravity, so you can come to a complete rest. But if you're on a ramp, you never come to a complete rest. If a person doesn't want to be megala his erva, and it's interesting kind of erva, because everybody knows that in the moshul, in the halacha, the kohanim wore michnasayim; they did not have their bare legs exposed. So there's no gilui erva. What's asher lo yisigol ervas cholo? The Torah says the erva is remaining still. Can't remain still, because if you remain still, you're megala your erva. It's inevitable. That's what he says. He says either you go up or you go down. You can't stand still. And atzlus brings you down. Hinei atzl behefach mimenu kihu hoylech kol ayoyim la'ochav lo lefanim. Husha mashloim ayolav ashalim derech atzl kemeshuchas chodek. He says the derech is full of broken pieces of pottery. You are definitely going to stumble. She afshaloi lalechas lalaver lamokam ashali bechofe. There's a big hole in the ground. You can't go any further. There's a chasm in front of you. She afshaloi lalechas lalaver lamokam ashali bechofe. It's starch loshuv laochi has to go back. Keina otzalei na yochel alis mimido lemido. Avul hu machriv es atzmai mibayis u michutz. And tachas chita yotza choyach. The chorev mibachutz shak solim v'hagedorim shehoyu misoviv hakol ne'aras. Hazel mashloim alav hashalim. This is the pasuk that we spoke about earlier. Al zdei ish otzel lavarti v'nei ola kula kibshoinim. The god there is broken, and inside nothing is growing except for weeds and bramble bushes. That's what he quotes that you should take my Musa. In the time that the few minutes that's remaining, I just want to mention a couple of the points in the Arachas Tzadikim. You have it to be able to go through. It's very kedai to go through it with your chaveru, with your chavrusas, or by yourselves, mila b'mila. A lot of it is, I would almost use the word self-evident, but you know, as the Mesilas Yesharim says, I'm not trying to teach you any chidushim. It's important to chazer over and over the things that are obvious. Very often things that are obvious that you don't pay attention to, and they're the most important things. And just like in food, you know, water and bread is more important, as boring as it might be, to the fancy dishes that are irrelevant. It's the same thing. Things that are basic and fundamental are usually more important than things that are not as basic or as fundamental. The one thing I wanted to talk about from the Arachas Tzadikim is how he speaks about laziness in Torah learning. Ki inyan ha'otzel b'Torah b'mitzvus, ki ha'atzelim oyavim menucha, u'mitoich kach ha'mitzvus koshois aleihem, v'limud ha'Torah k'veido al nafshom, v'yivruchu min ha'medrash el ha'menucha. It's an interesting turn of phrase. Min ha'medrash el ha'menucha. Kshem yoshvim bebeis haknesses yishenim. Ki inyan shenemar atzlo tapil tardema. You know, I always found it to be fascinating. And I'm certainly not talking about my oilam. I'm not talking about you. I'm not talking about my oilam in general. A person sits and listens to a shiur with half an ear. All of a sudden, his cell phone goes off. Look at that person's face. You know, sometimes you're looking at the rav giving the shiur. You don't see the person's face. And you don't want to embarrass him, so you're not looking at him. But you look at that person's face. The rav sees the person's face because he's standing opposite. All of a sudden, the lights go on. Mamish, the lights go on. The marquee is all lit up all of a sudden. The telephone light goes on and his face lights up. He got a call. Spill it, play. Here's a Helik at Torah talking to you in a rav that's being masbir. And it just, you listen with a half ear, with 2 ears. Oh, but where's the light? Where's the excitement? Again, I'm not talking about Aroi Lebar Hashem. But suddenly the phone goes off. What is the pshat in that? What is the phone 90% of the time? Bring me home this and bring me home that. Don't forget this, don't forget that. You have an appointment at 2 o'clock with the dentist. It's Alzheimer's voile. Somebody's calling me, somebody's talking to me. I'm suddenly important. I'm suddenly getting a communication from the heavens. There's a koyach hanavua going on over here. I'm going to be informed of something that I don't know yet. That I have to pick up the laundry. That's what I'm going to be informed. I have to pick up the laundry. Koyach hanavua, suddenly over these airwaves, a magnificent little thing that I have in my hand suddenly starts talking to me. It's a nice volume, but the shtus and the hevel shabbat. He says that a person learns with this kind of atzla. He falls asleep in the Beis HaKnesses. Kia atzlus mevia sheina b'teva adam. Person's not energetic, he falls asleep. That's human nature. For his shlomo ha'melech ha'levasholem ma'at sheinais ma'at tnumais ma'at chibuk yodayim lishkov. Lo yidai lo'atzo shlo yagi al yediyas ha'teira. Kiba sheina oisik b'teira karoi. Ela. Now here's the point that I'm trying to make. What the Achas Tzadikin was mosif to us is a very, very important thing. You do a job halfway, what your product is flawed. A person falls asleep on the job when he's a conductor of the train can crash. A person responsible for the planes and how they land and when they land, because they're in the traffic control tower, then if you are falling asleep, if you fall completely asleep, the person sees you. You fell on the table, so he takes over for you. But what happens? The person is sleeping, but he doesn't know that he's sleeping, and nobody around you knows that he's sleeping. You can make a churban in no time. And kachavatak, maisim shayim. Lo dai lo otzel shaloi yagia lidia satira kivishena isik batira karoi, el afilo machnas atzos mala belibe svarais shaltos. It's a gewalde gewort. You didn't harve enough. You don't have the energy to harve enough. You're not going to come to the right maskanas. You're going to be superficial. And superficial can be sheker. Most likely, superficial is sheker. Zeziyuf ha-Torah in Atzlus. So maybe the Gesef. Zeziyuf ha-Torah is a corruption of the emes of Torah. Torah has to be niknes with Yisurim. And one of those Yisurim is I'm not allowed to be tired. I'm not allowed to be exhausted. I'm not allowed to be lazy. I'm not allowed to be sleepy. I have to go after it like it's the most important thing in the world. And I'm in Hatzolah and I'm saving a person's life. Could you imagine a person being half asleep in Hatzolah? Being half asleep in the ambulance? Imagine a surgeon who's half asleep on the job who says, well, maybe I will do it, maybe I won't do it. Meanwhile, the wound is wide open. Doch not shayach. Zrizus is a function, is the essence of the Hatzlacha and the Mela, the essence of the Emes. In the limud atayr, ki ha'atzel yoyre heta la'atzli v'yoymar, toiv laguf ha'menucha kedei sheyischazik. So remember, atzel is the chacham. Atzel chacham says, you know, what am I going to walk around exhausted the whole day? Then certainly it'll be a ziyuf atayr because I'm not going to be able to understand anything. My mind will be clouded. In order for me to have clear thinking, I need 15 hours of sleep a day. 15 hours of sleep a day, then I can think clearly. In the 5 minutes that I have, besides all the other things I need to take care of, my learning is going to be impeccable. But those 5 minutes, mamish, I'll be a Vilna guy, because I slept for 15 hours. That's what I'm thinking, says the Otzel. This is such an unbelievable thing. Talmidim used to come to me and say he needs the break, he needs the relaxation, he needs the change of pace that watching the ball game is going to give to him. And I'm thinking to myself, he's very sincere and honest about that. He's not trying to pull the wool over my eyes and to sell me No. He really convinced himself that without that ball game, he's not going to have the ability to go back to the grind of the Gemara. Here he says, Umata Oznov Lidvarim Betalim. This Otzel talks into himself these stupidities. What? For Omer, that with that sleeping, with that break, with that laziness, Shebazehi Alibay Pasuach. He's exhausted, he needs to relax, he needs his mind not to be so crunched, he needs to be expansive, so he's going to go take a break. And that is the Nimtza Sha'atzlus Goyremes Sheyachapi Svaris Loimar. He's going to look for all kinds of Baba Mais Svaris Loimar Sha'isa Mitzvah Levatel Min Aliba. That his beetle from Torah is actually a mitzvah. It's a mitzvah of Nishmartim Mi'od L'Tavshay Seichem. It's a mitzvah of being normal. It's a mitzvah of getting the rest that you need and the nurturing that you need from doing nothing so that you can end up doing something better. He says, wait a minute. There is no question that there is a truth to this sheker. And that's why it's such a successful sheker, he says. Shetoiv lanuach kadei sheyischazik. It's good to rest, so it'll be stronger. You know, I always point out, what was Rabbi Akiva's Milsa de Bedichusa? This great joke? The Milsa de Bedichusa has nothing to do with a joke. There's no such thing as telling jokes at the beginning of the shir. What is it? It's something that's curious, that's strange, that borders almost on the absurd, that makes you tickle your fancy and makes you think like, wait, what is that all about? Now, a lot of times, even though in the Shor Shenogah Chasapori you have a lot of that, but it's so heavy and so complicated. This is very light, it's very easy. A question. Ma Rasa, that Esther should be the Malka 127, because she's a descendant of Sari Menu, who lived 127 years. The person starts scratching his head, I suppose. What's the cash? What's the connection? What is this? But what is he stamped for Dreda Kot? There's a connection. Why does he say that when he's in the middle of Shor Shenogah Chasapori, when he's in the middle of Uktzin and Hollis, like Eva Klach hates on the guy of Hollis? The Torah is, it's a Milsa de Bedichasa. You tell a person a riddle. Why are there 11 words in the bracha of Amar V'Sheinu Me'ena? Would you imagine? What is it? It's connected somehow to Sefer Mishlei. Could you figure it out? I thought we were learning Hashar Haminiach Hasakad Vishus HaRabim. Yeah, but Milsa de Bedichasa. He says, Avad, it is an Enya Milsa de Bedichasa. Iftayach Aleiv. He can afford these moments of menucha. He needs to put down his head on the table. Because yesterday his feet were in the pails of water. A person's agenda is Torah to a fault. The person's on fire. Once in a while, he has to calm it down a little bit. Take it easy a little bit. And the Debir Kashmur didn't stop learning for a second. That's Tzadik Yisrael Olam. And Rav Chaim LeMalach Hashem, the sefer that they put out about him is Rav Chaim LeMalach. And Rav Chaim LeMalach. Rav Chaim LeMalach. They took breaks. He went to Druzgenik or wherever the place was, to a forest. The Vostutman in the forest. Meretin Laum. See, the Sherebbe comes over to him in Druzgenik. He says, such a great Maggid Shia, Rabban shall call yourself. Tell me over Shtikl Taimer. Tells him over a Shia that he was harving on Pshat in the Rajba. The Rebbe says to him, I don't understand. Does it Pshat in the Rajba?
That's what the Rashba is saying. But what are you saying? Where's your component to the shir? Where's your chelik of the creativity of the shir? That's what the Rashba. That's what the Rashba is saying. Yekashmul didn't get upset. He got enthusiastic. He got excited. He started laughing and smiling and dancing. And he grabs the Rebbe by the lapels. You're also masking that that's what the Rashba says. You're also masking that that's what the Rashba says. That's such a delicious story. You know, the Rashba says, first understanding the deepest level, and then you say that's what the Rashba says. Oh, we came to an emes. We discovered the emes of Torah. So what is this in Druze Gedik? It was a vacation. Change of place, change of environment. It's different. He's not giving shiurim. Doesn't have that grueling schedule. Oh, but it's one chefs of Torah, near Shemayim and Mitzvahs. There's no such thing as a vacation from Hashem. There's no such thing as a vacation from Tayyag. There's no such thing as taking a break from Hashem. That's why the summer is such a nisayon for so many people. But if you do it right, the summer can be the best time in Avodas Hashem, if you do it right. That's what he says. He says, Havada is an inyan of a milsa de b'dichasa. Havada is an inyan to rest. What they once asked a very big Rosh Yeshiva, they asked him, he says, you go off and you learn. You go on a vacation and you learn a whole day. So where's the vacation? He says, I don't daven b'tzibur. That's his vacation. He doesn't daven b'tzibur. He says, a person is not a piston. A person is not a piece of steel. You have to be able to rest a little bit. You see, the question is one of proportion. The Otzel wants to be noch 90% of the time to be able to do 10% of work. Whenever there's something to do that's a little bit difficult, there are a lot of children help to clean up the room. They're not cleaning up the room. Not because there's a chiyuv to keep the room messy. It's hard for them. It's boring. They don't like being told what to do also. For the child, this has an incentive. Because children work with incentives. Like the Rambam says in his Pirush HaMishnayos in Sanhedrin. You give them a piece of chocolate. Later people, you know, older people have their chocolate. But you give them a piece of chocolate. All of a sudden, you give a kid an incentive and in 5 minutes it's clean. What happened to the Atzlis? Terence says he had a change of heart. He suddenly became a Zorizum Mamulach. That's what it is. A person has an understanding of the value of Torah and Mitzvahs. The piece of chocolate is always there. It's always there. What greater incentive can there be than to become, because of what you do, a Ben Aliyah, to become an Adam Chashuv, to get closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to be the Midois of Shem HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Bezus Hashem Yisbaruch, we should be Zeicha, which when we daven Hashiva Shavtenu Kvar Yishanu V'yaseinu Kabat Chila. So a lot of times, you know, we daven for Refuah, we know what Machle is, Rachmanu Litzlan. But do we know what Shavtenu is? So Baruch Hashem gives us Manhigin, that make us understand what it would mean if the whole of Klal Yisrael was marching to that draw, to that kayach, to that Sarah Torah, of which this is such an unbelievable representation, that we were zeicha to know a little bit mikarov mirachak for so many years. Baruch Hashem, Baruch Hashem gave arichus yomim to tzaddikim, so that we could still be connected, And bezus Hashem Yisbaruch, we should be zeicha. That it's Hashiva Shavtena Kvar Rishayna V'yaseinu Kvar Tchila. And that is the secret for V'hasa Mimenu Yogav Lamach. Should be Zoycha to be as Goyal Tzedek B'meheirim.